Lesson 3, Track 10.
Our topic today is the French-Mexican War from 1861 to 1867. On December 8, 1861, English, Spanish, and French forces invaded the port of Veracruz, Mexico. The Spanish and English troops went back to Europe, but the French stayed in Mexico. To go to Mexico City, the French had to go through the city of Puebla. In May 1862, the French sent about 7,000 troops to Puebla, but President Benito Juárez also sent troops. The Mexicans had only about 2,000 troops, but Ignacio Zaragoza was a great leader, and he prepared his troops to fight the French. On May 5, 1862, the French attacked Puebla. But the Mexicans were ready. The battle lasted only one day, and the Mexicans won. The French left Puebla and went to Orizaba. The Battle of Puebla wasn't the end of the war, but Mexico's victory motivated the Mexican people to fight the French. In 1864, Napoleon named Archduke Ferdinand Maximilian Emperor of Mexico, but the Mexicans continued to fight against the French. The war was very expensive for France, and other European countries were against it. In 1866, Napoleon decided to leave Mexico, and in 1867, the Mexican army captured Maximilian and killed him. The war was over, and the French occupation of Mexico ended.